Thanks for calling customer support. This is Al. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. I just noticed on my checking account statement that your company withdrew $59.97 from my account, and I didn't authorize that, and I wasn't under the impression when I ordered that item that all I had to pay was the shipping and handling. That's what the advertisement that I read led me to believe. So I'd like to return this item and get my money back, please.
Okay, so can I get that zip code?
Yeah, zip code is 17201.
Okay, so can I get that name, please?
Edward James Daly, D-A-L-E-Y.
Thank you. Can you verify the shipping address for me, please?
339 Lantern Lane, Chambersburg, Pennsylvania.
Okay, I see you have our Hype Watch. How's the product working for you?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I see you have our Fitbit Watch. How's the product working for you?
How's it working for us?
Yes, you have the Hype Watch.
Yeah, right. We're not even using it. I mean, I never would have ordered it at all if I had known that I was going to be billed for it, because like I say, from what I read, it said that it was all I had to do was pay the shipping and handling. It was kind of a promotional thing is what it led me to believe.
Yes, sir. Yes, the all-in-one Hype Watch, well, it helps keep you in shape and with sleep tracking, heart rate, and monitoring.
I don't want the watch. I just want to send it back and get my money, please.
Well, sir, I sure would like to. I really would like to give you offers to keep the watch. You have the watch working for you. I cost you $10 off the watch.
No, I don't want the watch. Thank you. Please, just give your address. I'll back to you and refund my money, please.
Okay, sir. I cost you $20 off of the watch.
I don't want the watch. Thank you. Just give me the address, please, and
okay.
Refund my money.
Okay, sir. I see that when you was interested in getting a watch, I would take that. I would take $40 off the watch.
Thank you, but I don't want the watch.
Okay, sir. I will, and I'll give you the address to ship it back.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hold on for me. You got a pen and paper, sir? I'm going to give you the website where you can send the watch. I'm going to give you the address. I meant not website, to send that back to you. Are you ready for the return address?
Ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
It's 2066.
2066.
North Capitol Avenue.
North Capitol Avenue.
S-T-E 3010 San Jose, California.
San Jose, California.
95132. Yes,
okay,
sir.
What about a name at the top of the address? Who what's the name of the company?
You would just send it to the address. You ain't gotta put a name.
Okay. So it's 2066 North Capitol Avenue, Suite 3010, San Jose, California, 95132.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's it.
I'll be sending that out either today or tomorrow. And how long will it be before I see the money back in my account?
About 3 to 5 business days once you send the product back, sir.
Okay, 3 to 5 business days once I send the product back.
Yeah, uh-huh.
All right. And what is your name?
Allison.
Allison. Okay, Allison, I'll be sending that out, and then I'll be watching for the money to go back into my account. And if it doesn't, you'll be hearing from me again. And if I don't get it in a reasonable amount of time, I'll just call my bank and file a complaint with the bank, and they'll take care of it.
Okay, sir. I hope everything works out for you. And thank you for calling Customer Support. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.